Hey, in this video, I'm going to be talking about how to market an idea. What's going on, my friend? This is Ola coming to you live. I have this question that came up today. Actually, I get a lot of questions all the time about ideas. I notice that people have ideas. They have a new idea. They have a recipe. They have a new way of doing things, but a lot of most ideas just go dead inside of most humans, right? So I don't know about you, maybe you've had an idea too that you feel like you can change the world, you can help somebody, you can help an organization, you can help people enhance their life, lifestyle, and business with your idea. But you just don't know how to get started to start spreading the message, because your idea, at the end of the day, first of all, has to be a message that travels far, right? That travels beyond you, right? People have to know about your idea, or at least your ideal prospects that would utilize this idea, they need to find out about it, right? So you got to get the message out there. So I got these questions from this person. Yeah. An idea for a recipe, and he wanted to get out there, and he wasn't sure how to get started on how to use the internet. Okay, first of all, when we're talking about how to market an idea, there's no such thing as marketing outside of the internet anymore. Okay, TV ad revenues are going down the drains. Radio, terrestrial radio, is going down the drains. As a matter of fact, any one of those platforms have to have a strong presence on the internet for them to be relevant. Why? Because the attention is all over the internet through this mobile phones, right? And money follows attention. Okay, that's the way it works. So at the end of the day, I don't care if you're even if you're in a charity business, this is about profits. It's about bringing in enough money so you can keep fueling the engine of spreading your message. If you're not bringing enough money, then it's only a matter of time before you run out of ideas to continue to do what you do and do it at best, right? So you gotta put food on the table. You have to fuel the energy. You have to use electricity. You have to use power. You have to use. I used to go to a church, and they used to have serious trouble paying bills. So if a musician came in and they sung or they performed, they used to have a trouble. They used to have a serious trouble with the idea of paying somebody to minister. And I used to always get into it with this person. I said, listen, if people come and they bless you with their time, that's the greatest gift in the world. And if you can bless them back, if you can be grateful by actually showing that, by actually giving tips, a sizable one for that matter, they will do it all over. They will go above and beyond to help you. Okay, so now back to the real world, how to market an idea. So you have a brand new idea and you want to get it out to the world. The first step is you have to use the internet. Okay, now your idea can be the greatest thing in the world in your mind, but I want you to realize one thing first. Okay, this is the second thing I want you to realize. First of all, use the internet, right? The second thing, I want you to realize that most ideas are just going to be shitty. That's just what it is, okay? Out of every 100 ideas, only one or two is going to make it into becoming a profitable scenario for a person, okay? And that's why you don't want to be the third thing. You don't want to be emotionally attached to your idea, okay? So that's the. So again, use the internet. Secondly, most ideas are going to be dead ideas. In other words, they're not going to have a life. See, an idea can just make so much sense in your mind, but you know who is always going to be right? The market, okay? The market is always going to be right, okay? And the third thing that I just said is that don't be emotionally attached to your idea, okay? Internet, most ideas are going to be dead. Don't be emotionally attached to your idea, all right? So now that takes me, so that, those are three things I wanted you to note first. Before you invest unnecessary amount of energy into your idea. So the best thing is you, the 15, I want you to find out if your idea will fly or not. Does that make any sense at all? And finding out from your mother, your father, your cousins is not the best way to do it, because they love you. So their opinion is going to be biased, positive or negative. The opinion is not going to be real. As a matter of fact, opinion from any one single human being is not going to be a real opinion. The market is going to be right. The market is the one that's going to tell you if your idea is good or not. Okay? So that takes me to the next step. The market will tell you if your idea is good or not. So let me see if I can re-say this all over again. The internet is your friend. Okay? Number two. I know number three is that don't be emotionally attached. Number two is that your idea, most ideas are not going to be a profitable one. They're not going to fly. Okay? So I'm not going to, right now, I want you to watch the video again to see them in steps. I will try to list them out for you as well in the description area. But let me go into how to find out if your idea will fly. The way to find out your idea will fly comes back to content creation. Okay? You need to test the market out and see what the market will say. So there's a free tool on Google. It's called Google Planner. Okay? So your idea, trying to bring your idea down to one or two words, at most three words. Okay? And use the free Google Planner to see how many people are in fact searching for a solution that your idea brings. Okay? So if you have an idea that doesn't solve somebody's problem, that doesn't answer somebody's question, already right there is failing. Okay? It needs to be doing one or both of those two. Either answering somebody's question or solving somebody's problem. So that's the first test to see if your idea will fly. Okay? So now marketing the idea actually comes from you doing a quick research, and you do a research and you come up with all the questions that a typical prospect would ask as related to your idea. Okay? So you have an idea that will help people solve the problem of brain cancer, right? The questions that people ask when they're going through that, or their family friend is going through that, the questions are humongous. Use your job. It is your job to do the research to find out what questions they are asking Google. Because the first place most human beings go to ask questions, even as related to their health, sad enough, right? Because that's so dangerous, right? But the first place they go is Google. I had to warn my wife at one point, like, so stop Googling stuff that's related to the medical state of my kids from Google. Like, but people do it anyway. I was looking at one of the medicine that was prescribed to me my last visit to the doctor. I forgot exactly why he prescribed it. I'm still taking the medicine. You know where I went to find out? I went to the internet. I typed in the name of the medicine on the case. And then it was some allergy stuff. And I remember, like, yeah, I complained about some allergy stuff, right? So, again, content creation around the subject of the questions that your ideal prospect are asking, the keyword phrases, the keyword terms that they are searching for on Google, because that's the number one place that an average human being in the digital age go to ask questions. You want them to find you. Now, depending on how many views, how many impressions your content is getting on the internet, that's going to tell you if you have an idea at all. Now, remember one of the rules that I gave you here, don't be emotionally attached to your idea. What you're going to find is that your idea, if you get into content creation, your idea is going to be refined over time towards profitability. So the first way you receive the inspiration is not always going to be the way that it's going to become profit. But most people don't even get into content creation. They don't get into how they can expand on their idea. They just have the idea and then it just go dead in them. Why? Not because they're bad people. It's because most human beings are like that. Okay? Most ideas will go dead. Life is happening. You got kids to take care of. You have responsibilities. You got family to take care of. And before you know it, the idea kind of just dissipates, right? But if you have an idea that you feel very strongly about, I suggest you do a little quick research and you start creating content around it. I should continue. Now, creating content comes down to investing time, possibly money, in learning, IL, invest, learn, learning more about the subject around your idea, right? And then you do as much as you can do if you're already practicing, if you're already in a practicing environment, you do, but it's not really absolutely necessary. This is all about research, right? And then you teach. Teaching is that you come up with best solution, best practices, best answers to people's questions. When you do that, when you teach, right, what happens is that you learn more about yourself. Typically, when you're teaching, you learn more about the subject, you learn more about yourself, because just the brain is infinite. Like the brain, the power of the brain is infinity, okay? So that's the way it works. So I don't want you to, again, don't get emotionally attached to the way the idea is right now. Just start ILDTing, that's invest, learn, do, and teach, right? Start creating content, okay, either in the form of articles, videos, or audios for the internet. And as you do that, as you continue to teach the world with subjects around your idea, you'll notice that it starts to refine itself. And guess what's happening by default all through that process? Guess what's happening? You're marketing the idea, okay? But you're doing it in a more organic way, and you're having the internet audience help you refine it. Okay, so this process is something that I've taught for years, and I have a bunch of case studies of people that are doing it successfully right now. And if you go through olatalks.com/mastermind, you can go through my free class and learn how we do that and how we have Google and the Google audience users, Facebook audience users, how we have them help us refine our ideas into even new opportunities. So ideas are kind of like the human brain. The power of it is infinity, but most people just get stuck on the idea. They get emotionally attached to how they see it today, and they don't expand on it, or they don't know how to expand on it. How to expand on it is find out all the questions and problems that people that are related to your idea, right? Find out what they're asking and answer those questions in simple videos just like this, articles, and create content, and your idea will refine itself, okay? So the first litmus test for your idea, right, is are there problems, right, that it will help people solve, right? Are there questions that it will help people answer? If it fails those two little dual tests over there, don't even bother, okay? But beyond that, you gotta let the market speak for you. The market will tell you where your idea needs to refine into, and then you take it from there, right? So again, if you like this video and you want more of it, please, or either way, it doesn't matter. Just help me subscribe, click the thumbs up. More importantly, make sure you reserve a seat on the free class, which is olatalks.com/mastermind. That's olatalks.com/mastermind. If you're on YouTube, you can see it on the screen. If you're on Facebook, you should see it on the screen. If you're on iTunes, subscribe to the iTunes as well. It's olatalks.com/mastermind. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.